Zok de Eilige Mishnah Vayter. We're going to teach the words of the Mishnah, and then we'll go back to explain the Yaz Hashem. Perik Vav Mishnah Hey. Again, we're talking about Tumah in between the two floors. Over here, however, Tumah Bein HaKairis, the Tumah is in between the beams. V'tachteh, underneath, we have a layer, very thin, Keklipas Hashem, like the peel of a garlic. That's how thin it is. But Im Yesham Pesach Tefach, if there is a Tefach of space there, Hakol Tumah. Im Ein Shem Pesach Tefach, if there's no Tefach of space there, Reyn is a Tumah Kielu Item, we view the Tumah as if it's blocked, then it does not come into the house. Unless, I said, nearest, but you can see it from the ground floor, then benkach u benkach, either way, habayis tummy. Okay, so much for the touch of the words, let's go back and see what it means. Let me tell you what it looked like in between the between floors when you had a downstairs and an upstairs. Habayis downstairs and an aliyah upstairs. The downstairs had walls around it, that was the kaisel habayis. If you wanted a second floor, what they did was, on top of the Kaisel Habayis, they had these little upright beams that went around and around. Those are the Kairis we're talking about. Those were upright beams. Then they had beams that ran across on top, cross beams. That was the actual floor. They ran on top of these little upright beams. And on top of those beams, you had the plaster floor that was spread over the cross beams. So if for whatever reason, I was standing in the aliyah, and I would drill a hole, I would have to drill through the plaster, then drill through the boards that go from side to side, and then I would see a space. In this space, there would be little beams. That's the space between the top floor and the bottom floor. And underneath these little beams, and maybe coming up a little bit in between the beams, there was another layer of plaster. And that was a very, very thin layer. Or let's go the other way. Let's say I'm downstairs and I'm drilling up, right? I'm a plumber drilling up to put a pipe through or something. I would first drill through this thin layer, then I would see the space over there with little upright beams. Then we'd have to drill through the boards on top to go from side to side. And then there was a plaster on top that was the actual floor of the upstairs. So in our Mishnah, what's happening is that Tumah Bein HaKairis, we found Tumah in between these little beams. V'tachteh, underneath it, Keklipas Hashem. You have this thin layer of plastic. How thin is it? Keklipas Hashem. Mamish like a garlic peel. Not very thick. Zok de Matanur. So let me tell you right now that this Mishnah goes according to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Remember the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda holds that the entire Maziva belongs to the upstairs. Okay, so stop a second. In the previous Mishnah, in Mishnah Dalet, we were talking about Tumah that's in the Maziva. Where's that? Where exactly was that? And the answer is either it was in between the cross beams that go across from side to side, or the plaster on top of it. It wasn't what we're talking about in this Mishnah, where the Tumah is in between these little upright beams. That's between the floors. So our Mishnah is telling us, Im Yeshem Pesach Tefach. All right, I have to measure out this place where the Tumah was found. If I have a square space of tefach, a tefach by a tefach and high a tefach, then this area where the tumah is found is called a kever susum. It's a sealed kever. It itself is tameh. Anything underneath that oil is tameh. And anything on top of it is tameh. It's like a kever on its own. So basically, the first floor is tameh and the second floor is tameh. So why in the previous mission, when we were talking about the tumah that was found higher up, we didn't say anything whether you have a Pesach Tefach or you don't have a Pesach Tefach? And the answer is Enechanami. Really, there too would make a difference if you had a Pesach Tefach or not. In the previous Mishnah, we were talking about where the Tumah was found in between the cross beams that go from side to side or the plaster on top. It's not Shaykh, really, that have a Tefach by a Tefach that's high a Tefach. Very not likely. So we didn't mention it. But over here, it is likely. Underneath the Maziva and on top of this thin ceiling of the bottom floor where you have the upright beams. Here it's shaykh to have a tefach by a tefach. However, im ein sham peseach tefach, if this area, and again, I want to describe the area in between the two floors, these little upright beams, very, very thin layer of plaster on the bottom, which is actually the ceiling of the bottom floor. On top of the space, you have the cross beams, on top of the cross beams, the plaster. And it's found in between these little upright beams. If you don't have an area of a tefach by a tefach, high a tefach, over there where the tumah is, it doesn't have a din of a kever. Rather, we say it's what's called tumah ritzutza. Tumah ritzutza means tumah goes straight up. So it'll be metame anything on tap, but it won't be metame the downstairs. Im einshem pesach tefach, royin es hatumah ki'iluhu oitein. It's like the tumah is blocked. This isn't called a grape. It's not called a kever. But the tumah goes up. It goes up even through the beams and the plaster on top. But only up, not down. Now, if ha'isen niris b'toich ha'bayis, if I'm downstairs and I look up and I say, ooh, what's that over there between those little beams? Is that the tumah? I could see it. In other words, I don't have this little thin layer of plaster, which should be the ceiling of the first floor. So then it makes no difference whether you have an opening of a tefach or not. Then benkach, whether you have a square tefach or you don't have a square tefach, in both cases, habay is tamei. Then the downstairs is tamei, though the Tosfos Yamtov says that the upstairs would be tar. Now, I want to go back to what you told me before. You said before that the Bat Tanura says that this whole Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the maziva belongs to the alir. Why? What would it then be according to the Chachamim? And the answer is according to the Chachamim. They say if the tumah is found toward the bottom part of the plaster and the beams on top, it automatically belongs to the bottom. That's what we learned in the previous Mishnah. So for sure, if it's found even lower than that, between these upright beams, of course it all belongs to the bottom. So our Mishnah's chiddush is according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says what's found in these cross beams on top and the plaster over it, even the lower part of it, that gets connected to the upstairs automatically. Let's go down a little further. In that space, underneath the beams that are on top. The cross beams that go from side to side. So you have these little upright beams that sit on top of the wall of the house. What happens to the tumah is found over here? According to the Chacham, there's nothing to talk about. Again, even if it was higher than that, in the cross beams that are on top of this, that go from side to side, or the meziva, if it's in the lower part of that, it belongs to the bottom. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, that says all that belongs to the top. So what if it's underneath these cross beams? It's in between these little standing beams that go from the wall of the house to the cross beams. What if it's found over here? So here the Mishnah tells us the halacha that if there's a level of plaster underneath, even a very thin level, and you have a tefach, by a tefach over there that turns it into a kever, and therefore what's underneath and what's on top is tamei. If you don't have a tefach by a tefach, it doesn't have a din of a kever. Rather, I say the tumah goes straight up. And it's been time of the upstairs, but not the downstairs. But that's only if it's not seen in the house. If you can see the tumah in the house, you don't have this thin level underneath these little beams that sit on the walls of the house, then either way, the bayis downstairs would be tumah.